Princess Eleonore's dressing room. On the wall in front of you is a very valuable 17th century Flemish tapestry from the Aeneas and Dido cycle. The theme of the setting is based on an ancient fable adapted by the Roman poet Virgil. It tells the story of the love between the Trojan hero Aeneas and the queen of Carthage, Dido. The main motif here is the escape of Aeneas with his father and son from the burning Troy. There are two hidden doors under the tapestry in the wood paneling. The one on the right leads to the bathroom. The second one on the left was used by a maid. On the table beneath the tapestry are small articles of daily use for ladies. A table altar of gilded copper, spinning wheels for spinning thread, and an 18th century fan, hand-painted and made of ivory. Supposedly it belonged to the executed French Queen Marie Antoinette. Among the very valuable pieces of furniture is the so-called dolphin secretary, which was made in Austria around 1730. The surface of the secretary is richly decorated with marquetry, and its base is in the form of Baroque-styled dolphins. Like the cabinet in the bedroom, this secretary was purchased from the estate of the deceased Austrian writer and antiques collector Adalbert Stifter. Please walk along the corridor decorated with leather wallpapers to the last room of Princess Eleonore's suite.